North Korea today said it had reactivated its nuclear facilities at Yongbyon. The facility was at the center of a suspected nuclear weapons program in the 1990s and has been the focus of current tensions between the United States and North Korea. North Korea says it needs the facility to produce electricity. U.S. officials fear the plant could be used in the production of nuclear weapons. NPR's Rob Gifford joins me now from Beijing. What's behind today's announcement?
Well, I think what's behind it is that North Korea wants to ratchet up the pressure. North Korea is desperate to get into talks with the United States. It wants to negotiate with the United States. It desperately needs food. It desperately needs fuel. And the only thing it's got, or one of the few things it's got, is what a lot of analysts are calling nuclear blackmail. It's saying it's going to, it has already started up this nuclear plant. And the danger is, of course, that with this nuclear plant, which they say is just for electricity, they can and have started in the past reprocessing plutonium, which can be used in nuclear weapons.
So what's the significance of this move?
Well, I think it certainly increases the pressure on the United States. The U.S. is, of course, very busy with Iraq at the moment, and I think many people, certainly in the region here, feel that the U.S. is distracted and is not able to focus on North Korea, because I think the implication is if the U.S. doesn't move fast and move into negotiations with North Korea, I think experts feel that North Korea could have several nuclear weapons within as little as 2 or 3 months.
So is the U.S. likely to continue its hard line against North Korea?
Well, it's gradually been shifting away from the very hard line it took when this whole standoff began last October. In the initial stages, several administration officials, senior officials, said they would not negotiate with the North Koreans. As time has gone on, it's become clear, as it became clear back in 1994 during the Clinton administration, the last crisis with North Korea, really, they're in a corner, the U.S. government. There's not much else they can do except negotiate with the North Koreans, and that's why people do call it nuclear blackmail. One signal, though, coming out of Washington yesterday, which people are seeing as a good sign of moving towards negotiations, is Richard Armitage, the Deputy Secretary of State, saying there is no question that we will talk to the North Koreans. So I think we are gradually moving towards that scenario.
Any response from China or South Korea or Japan?
Nothing yet, but I think everyone in the neighborhood is pretty worried about North Korea. I have to say they're also pretty worried about the United States. I mean, it is a tough neighborhood, if you like. They're used to some of these ploys that the North Koreans use. But I think China and South Korea and Japan all feel that the United States has been very slow in realizing that it has to negotiate with North Korea. So I think Richard Armitage's statement yesterday will be very welcome to people's ears out here in Northeast Asia.
NPR's Rob Gifford.